It's Tuesday. It's time for Tom and Shane, business and politics as usual. Thanks for joining us. Happy to have you along with us today for this, kind of a momentous day. We're going to get to it in just a minute. But first of all, we got to remind you that, you got to subscribe. If you subscribe to this channel, Trump will get raided this morning, yesterday. So, I mean, there you are. You can also support us monetarily, if you like, on Patreon. There's a link in the description below to do that. And if you'd like to make quality videos like this one, we use StreamYard to do it with, and there's a link in the description below to do that. And also, we need to remind you that both of us are quality writers on Medium.com. Medium.com, so you can get over there. There's a link to our articles below in the description, so run over and check that out. And today we want to talk about two things. We're going to talk about the Trump raid on Mar-a-Lago yesterday, and we're going to talk about the Inflation Reduction Act and taxes that passed the Senate. It still has to go to the House, but I don't think there's any doubt, Shane, that it's going to be passed by the House. So.
Yeah, of course it will. And they're purposely moving it off till next week. Then there'll be a week left of Congress to adjourn for their September recess in the election.
Yeah, so they can go home and campaign. And they need that bill to campaign on because they don't have a whole lot in their quiver
That's probably true. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a midnight raid. CNN wasn't there in full force, I guess, at Mar-a-Lago. But the great thing about this, Shane, is that it happened on Monday. That means we've got 6 days until we go on radio on Saturday to talk about this thing in detail. So we're going to have... hopefully, all the questions will be answered. What was in the warrant? What were they after? What did they take? All of that stuff. So, I don't know. A raid on a sitting, or well, not a sitting president, but a raid on the president of the United States. What do you think, Shane?
Well, it's completely unorthodox, precedent setting, illegal. I mean, you can use all the verbs, adjectives you want to. Mm-hmm. To describe what the FBI and the Attorney General of the United States chose to do, because Weir and your Attorney General had to sign off on this for 40 FBI agents to show up, and Trump wasn't even there, so they weren't there with a warrant, and they don't even know really what they used to get in, other than opening, opening the gates with the Secret Service detail that was there, because there's always one on site, even if Trump's not there. And as we all know, they went in, apparently seized several boxes and went into their private residence. Mar-a-Lago is not large. It's 160 acres plus, and it's 62,000 square feet with 126 rooms that he bought from the post estate, because it was returned to the post estate by an act of Congress. In 1981, he ended up buying it for $8 to $10 million. Anyway, the point is that they went into his private residence, searching for apparently these boxes, and even opened his private safe in his private residence. So they can't claim that there's some secret or some kind of security or some type of major information, because he has a skiff in the house. We know what the skiff is. It's a concealed room where he can go online or on a phone or on a Zoom call with anyone in the world, and it's secure. And as a president, ex-president, he still reserves the right to determine, what is restricted and what isn't. So anything that they're going to claim that, he had, he can say he had a right to. Mm-hmm. He's been negotiating since February with the you know, the Library of Congress and so forth about documents he had. But there's nothing here of importance other than an effort to bring him back in the news. He probably fell on his knees and thanked God that they did this. But they're trying to come up with some reason to charge him. But again, they can't do that. He's an ex-president. You can't charge a president for anything.
Yeah. Well, see, Bruce says, funny thing, they waited until Trump was in Manhattan before they raided his Florida home. Secret Service tipped off the Biden administration when he wasn't home. Dirty, rotten scoundrels. So, yeah, this could have been handled a lot easier. They could have just, given him a, here's what we want to see and bring it out.
That's what they've been doing since February. Yeah. You know, sure. Lawyers been in contact. Mm-hmm. They had people down there from the Congress, the Library of Congress, going through the documents with them and determining what, you know, which ones that they wanted back or copied or anyway, the bottom line is it's to his benefit. This just, this just proves more and more where the Democrats are at. Now, I had an epiphany yesterday. I'll tell you what it was real quick. Because of this, you know, everybody talks about conspiracy, global conspiracies. You know, there's a cabal of people with money that want to run the world. And then I realized after what I saw they did yesterday, how bad the Democrats are. I saw what they did when they named that this bill that's going to tip you into a major recession and us probably even in worse. And it occurred to me with the history of the Democratic Party, and in response to someone who sent you an email on Saturday about my observations or even criticisms of policy in the United States, that I'm convinced now that the Democratic Party's whole purpose is very simple. We either run everything, control everything, cheat on elections to do it, whatever we have to stay in power, or we destroy it all. Mm-hmm. Now, we've heard them for 3 years talk about destroying it all. So I don't even have to make that up. Yeah. But the front end was something that came to me yesterday after watching this, because this makes no sense. It puts him right in the center of politics in the United States again. Puts him on the front cover of every newspaper, in every storyline on the internet, in the media. And no matter what they do legally, meaning if the Department of Justice Department and the FBI want to charge him with something, they got to go through court. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and the worst thing is watch what the leaks start coming as. If there's no leaks, there was nothing there, baby. And if there are leaks, it's going to just make it look like, you know, Russia, Russia, Russia all over again. So, yeah, I just see that the Democratic Party, they're all in on this. Because Senator Warner had the chance to separate himself as a moderate in the last month, save the Democratic Party, and perhaps be the nominee for 2024 for the Democrats. But no, he went along with it too. So yeah, they are truly the party of demolition, the demolition party. It's all or nothing. And just to further this, real quick, you know, the Broccoli family or Canadians had the rights to James Bond movies. And the company they had was Eon that produced all the movies. And their determination was, and their bragging rights were, that every penny they raised, they spent on every movie. And that's why they called it Eon, which was an algorithm for everything or nothing. And that's the Democratic Party, everything or nothing. We either get it all, run it all our way, or it's gone. We're just going to destroy it all.
Well, the big questions, of course, that are going to come out of this, what did they take to a judge to get this, get this warrant? You can't just open up a warrant and say, well, you know, I want to go in and see what I can find. You know, you can't go on a fishing expedition. You got to spell out what you're looking for. And so it'll be interesting to see what is in that warrant that a judge signed off on. Now,
they'll have to disclose that now.
Well, yeah, they will. But you know from past experience that a political party can find a judge to sign off on almost anything.
Stalin said, show me the man, I'll find a crime, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So
that's where they're at there, buddy. Yeah. It's a very it's very sad because it doesn't provide any opportunity for any moderates to want to participate with the Democratic Party because they're not going to get in.
Yeah.
And the corruption is so great. I mean, you know, when you saw this weekend, the stories about Pelosi taking her son with her and that he was negotiating deals literally behind her back with every country, Taiwan, China, Ukraine, everywhere she went on this last trip, her son on Air Force Two, because she's Speaker of the House, has, you know, that's its call number. Yeah. It's not Air Force Three, which is she's the third line, but
yeah.
So now she's figuring, oh my God, I'm gone, and I better get in on this game because you know the Bidens have and nothing's happened, and so I mean it's you know the Obamas have, the Hillary Clintons have, you know, I mean you know my husband and I are just worth $100 million from you know insider trading. We need more.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is, Trump's got, looking at his sources of income, which he has to disclose before, before he can run, 106 pages of income producing places. The last place I would think if I had anything incriminating, I'm sure as hell not going to hide it at Mar-a-Lago. You know, it's going to
just two comments. You know, his lawyer, number one, you know, has a warehouse to store his client's records. So, you know, everything that Trump has is backed up. Every computer he has for any hotel anywhere in the world, there's an identical one, you know, fully loaded, backed up in that warehouse. Mm-hmm. If it's raided and they grab the computer, he's got one literally, you know, overnight to put to replace it. So,
yeah.
He's an organized guy. He knows what's going on, including copies of all the documents and everything.
Well, sure, but I don't think you're gonna. I don't think you're gonna keep incriminating stuff in your home. You know,
I agree with you. I'm just saying though, whatever he has, you know, it's backed up. And but for them to go in, I mean, the New York Times is reporting, and so is Reuters, that the warrant says nothing about access to a safe or even a safe in the home.
Yeah.
So this was personal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They went in. I mean, they had to bring someone in to crack a safe.
Yeah. Well, I figured, you know, if I were the FBI, I would figure there's a safe in there somewhere. So that would be a no-brainer to bring a safe guy along. Yeah, I mean,
I guess
that's what I would do. I mean, if it were me.
Yeah, but it should be in the warrant, and the warrant should request that the safe be opened.
But we don't know what's in the warrant. That's the problem.
I appreciate that, but the point is to open or have a safe opened or force the person being given the warrant to open it. And if it's a specific warrant to be served on Trump, he was in New York.
Yeah.
So,
his name was on the warrant according to reports, but still, even if you're going to crack the safe, you've got to have in that warrant what you think is in that safe that you're going to go after. And
and that he's going to, you know, that there's concern that he's going to destroy or is destroying documents. Well, he has no reason. This isn't the guy that is going to want to get rid of his legacy. He's trying to save his legacy.
Yeah.
He's not going to destroy or anything.
It depends on what's in there. You know, if there's agreements between he and Putin, we don't know what's in there. And we also don't know the genesis of, where did the idea for this warrant come from? Where did the information come to the FBI from who? And, what information was there? And what insider would know what's at Mar-a-Lago? That's another question that, we hope will be answered by Saturday.
Yeah, the New York Times is reporting it's a Washington, D.C. warrant because if they charge him with anything, that's where they'd want to have the trial. So it wasn't a warrant issued in Florida by a Florida judge or magistrate. Mm-hmm. It was a judge in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So again, here we go.
We'll,
but he'll fight whatever they, I mean, the legal terms, whatever they charge him with, mm-hmm. whether it's because something comes out of the January 6th committee or whatever, it'll go on for 2 or 3 years. It'll go on right through this election and mm-hmm. into the next campaign and election in 2024. Yeah. So he couldn't ask for more from this stupid party of idiots. I mean, wow.
Well, it does seem, you know, I mean, the Democrats are desperate to look for something that's going to salvage the midterms. I mean, you know, this this bill we're going to talk about in a minute, but
this. Look, I don't mean to interrupt you. I don't really disagree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's done something wrong, good, go after him, mm-hmm. go through mm-hmm. the process. Yeah. But with everything America has seen that others have done wrong and nothing's happened. Hillary, mm-hmm. Bill Clinton, yeah. Obama, you know, the secretaries of his cabinet, secretary of Biden's cabinet, Biden, his son, mm-hmm. I mean, his brothers, you know, his two mm-hmm. brothers. I mean, it's like a rotting ship, the Democratic Party. And the reason this goes on is real simple. I won't tell on you because you've got something on me and I've got something on you. And mm-hmm. that's how the party's been run for like 100 years.
Yeah, you know, pretty much. Yeah.
Everyone's corrupt. So, mm-hmm. And by the way, mm-hmm. if you're not corrupt, we'll go after. And that's why they went after Trump, because he's not corrupt. He doesn't need to be,
Well, I'm not sure he's a choir boy either, but
I didn't say that. I didn't.
No, I understand. I didn't. Any I'm not putting words in your mouth.
No, I know. Calm down. I can calm down. But he's not corrupt. I said that doesn't mean he hasn't done things that maybe were improper or unbusinesslike. Yeah. He settled or paid for that because people that have disagreed with him have settled and he's paid them. So I mean, we know that.
Okay. Wayne says, why is there not any video on this raid? I'm calling it fake news because I've seen raids like Ruby Ridge, Montana Freeman, Waco, and this ain't no raid.
Well, that's not true. There was local news helicopter video from the raid
there was,
and all
that. Yeah, there's a lot of folks there. Yeah. Well, it wasn't like, his name escapes me now, the guy where they had the CNN camera crew out there at 6 o'clock in the morning when they raided the guy's house,
guy. CNN was there. They got the dip and land and sea and air. I mean,
I know. Yeah. They were there everywhere. So, it's interesting how these clandestine raids. This wasn't clandestine, I guess, but, that the media is certainly there to cover
what,
it.
What concerns me, and quite honestly, as a historian, because I do believe I'm well-read, and breaks my heart, is where are the Americans in the FBI? Mm-hmm. You know, where are the real Americans that work at the FBI? Where are the real Americans that are investigators for the area? Mm-hmm. Where are the lifelong Americans, agents of the FBI that haven't quit or come to the microphones and say, raise a crook, this is all wrong, what they're doing is wrong, it's illegal, they're planning it on the 9th floor in the Herbert Hoover building in Washington, D.C., and the field agents, don't want to participate, but are under a threat of being fired if we don't. I mean, where are they? I mean, this is really sad, Thomas, that there's no one inside, which means they're all in. That's how bad it is. Wow.
I know. Bruce reminds me as Roger Stone is the name the morning read there. So, well, the other thing we've got to talk about briefly here, Shane, we've got this bill that passed. It's called the Inflation Reduction Act, passed by the Senate, is going to be sent to the House, and they'll probably do it, as you mentioned before, they leave for their go after the 2022 midterms. But they tried to cap the bill. One of the things they tried to cap is a $35 a month insulin. That didn't work out. And surprisingly, the Republicans stopped that. I'm a little wondering why, why they stopped that. Sorry, forgot to turn off my phone. Damn it. Got it. All right. Stop now.
Well, they went through this process Saturday night till Sunday morning where they voted. Mm-hmm. They had the Republicans threw up almost 150 amendments to this bill, which they had to go through and read, debate, and mm-hmm. vote on. And that was one of them. And the Democrats voted it down. That's simple. I mean, it was a 50-50 vote during that entire process for the Republicans to try and, you know, put right into this. I read it this morning. It's 755 pages exactly.
Yeah.
And it is a unbelievable waste of money. There's you'll probably appreciate this. I went to the official website of the United States government and then U.S. Department of Treasury, and I went to the Bureau of Fiscal Service on the Treasury's website. Now, I was up at 5 doing all this. It took me an hour. I finally got to the TFX. You know what that is? Treasury Financial Experience. Now, how would you possibly know to find that? I mean, seriously, okay? So this is the Treasury provides central payment. This is what it says. Treasury provides central payment services to government agencies to create a seamless end-to-end process for distribution that is all, ready for this, Tom, electronic. So then I delve a little bit deeper about this process. And then I found out, here it is. It's right. It's on the website. It's part of your government's website. So this agency oversees, or this part of the Treasury oversees, the distribution of money. I confirmed it by the government itself. $3.7 trillion in 2019. You know, that big bill that they passed. $3.7 trillion was distributed to auditing payments agencies in the government, mm-hmm. funding yeah. payments agencies, operations, issuing payments, and payment mm-hmm. reporting. This is where $3.7 trillion went, and less than 10% of it's been spent. So it's sitting. You've got mm-hmm. $3.7 trillion of your debt sent by electronic virtual money by the Treasury mm-hmm. Department and not registered as part of your national debt. And it's just sitting there, and they just added another $700 billion to that. So there you go. Mm-hmm. It's a joke. It's all a joke, Tom.
Yeah.
I mean, in reading all this, you go through every section, like grants to reduce air pollution, indigenous money, highway money, to reduce air pollution at ports, mm-hmm. $2.5 billion. All right, and it says. And all of them say the same thing, appropriations, one, general assistance, in addition to amounts otherwise available, which means there's money there already. There is appropriated to the administrator, that's the Treasury Department, for the fiscal year 2022. And it's not even distributed because they have until, you ready for this? September 30th, 2027 to distribute this money.
Yeah, so... So that's going to disappear down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. It's going to sit. Yeah,
it's like the COVID money and the patient protection and the, all the money they appropriate. And it's all.
There's more money in there mm-hmm. for schools. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. To improve the pollution in schools. We find out mm-hmm. this last week that, you know, over $1 billion is still being held by states to improve education venting systems. Remember that? We can't. Mm-hmm. COVID, we need, the teachers won't go back to work because, you know, the ventilators and the air and the airflow have to all be replaced and cleaned up. And not a dime. Not less than 10%. The states' governments are doing the same thing. All been virtually dumped into their agencies.
Moving on.
All right.
Legislation creates 15% minimum tax for corporations making a billion or more in income bringing in more than $300 billion in revenue. One thing we've got to point out here, Shane, is that corporations do not pay taxes. They collect taxes. They collect them. So if you're going to dump 15% on corporations, you're dumping 15% on the consumer, because the corporation is going to pass it on to the consumer.
Well, that, and we discussed this back in November, December, when we called the top of the market. And one of the tells that I had reported then was that $850 billion in buybacks for 2021 was going to be exceeded this year and close to $1 trillion. Yeah. And, you know, so, you know, 1% of $1 trillion, you know, is, you know, it's what, 10 billion?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know where they're talking about, you know, 10 billion times 10 is 100 yeah. billion. So that's what because it's over 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're telling everyone that this is going to raise more money than they've spent. Well, really? I just told you what they're going to, you know.
Well, anytime, and I don't know why they keep throwing these 10-year things out here.
Because it's a socialist system.
I understand that, but I mean, let me make a point here, and then you can respond. Okay. In 2006, when they made 10-year projections in 2006, did they know about the subprime meltdown in 2008? When they made predictions in 2012 or 15 or 18, did they know COVID was coming? You know, I mean, these 10-year predictions mean nothing.
Well, your constitution,
because nobody knows what's going to happen in the next 10 friggin' years.
Your constitution is very clear on this. The executive branch, the presidency, is required by law under the constitution to send a budget to Capitol Hill every year. Well, he does, but they ignore it. And they do continuing resolutions, which they have done since old man Bush back in the his time in office, 88 to 92. Mm-hmm. That's where it came up. And so because he wanted everything audited for, you know, he wanted all the agencies audited for the budget.
Yeah.
We talked about this on a number of occasions. So, now they're stuck with another worm in the rotting ship, which is the continuing resolution like this one. To fund the country, because they haven't done a budget yet. You know, that's supposed to be done by the 1st of September, right?
Well, they won't. They won't do a budget. They haven't done a budget for, I don't think so.
I know.
I don't remember the last time they did a budget, actually. So.
Well, it was under Bush, too, you know, back in 2008.
Yeah, I think so. Somewhere in there.
He was forced to because of the, you know, mortgage-backed security issue.
Well, yeah, that was the issue there. Well, the other thing in this bill, 1% excise tax on stock buybacks, that's going to happen next year. So a lot of these companies are going to be bringing their stock back, Shane, to avoid that 1% tax payment.
And, I just went through it. How big it'll be. And they're lying about the revenue it'll generate. Uh-huh. And it's probably a good idea because we've covered the incredible slip on stock buybacks by public companies. It only benefits the large shareholders and the long-term shareholders because they're the ones who sell it. Small people don't do it.
That's where we are. So, all right. Any final thoughts, Shane, on Mar-a-Lago raid or the Inflation Reduction Act?
Well, these are tells for me for where the economy is going. The act being passed means bad recession. It's here. Now inflation will run to maybe as high as 15% or higher. And this all before the election or within 6 months. Mm-hmm. Federal rates will go up at least another point, maybe two, driving mortgage rates to 6 or 7, at least maybe higher, 8. And the market's in a down, it's in a spin. Stocks, I've been saying since last December, were at a discount. Now they're going to get cheap. Stocks like Meta, Facebook will go to 85, even 50. Google will drop. They're all going down. They're all going to go cheap. This is a thunder. This is, you know, I'm not the only one. The head of J.C. Morgan, you know, that wily guy everyone loves. He said, you know, this is a hurricane. Mm-hmm. And now they brought it upon us. Now it's here.
Yeah. Well, I need to remind you, the award-winning Tom and Shane, we're live on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. You can hear us anywhere in the world. No need to sign up for anything. No personal information needed. No email, nothing like that. And if you missed any of our previous shows, they're all at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast. It'll take you over to all of our past shows. We just passed 9,100 downloads.
Thank you, everyone. Pretty
proud of that. Yeah, thanks to all our listeners for that. And final thought, Newt Gingrich passed a balanced budget amendment under Clinton, and there hasn't been a budget since.
Here's the highlight of that. That was in the late 80s, 98. And in 1998, the Treasury Department of the United States stopped issuing 5 and 10 year bonds because they didn't need to raise the money because you were balancing your budget. Yeah. So that was historic. I mean, the market was going crazy. They wanted those 5 and 10 year bonds.
Yeah.
Nope, they didn't issue them.
There we go. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. We'll see everybody. We'll have more on this probably Thursday because more information will come out about this Mar-a-Lago thing. So you'll want to stay tuned for our Thursday podcast. And hey, don't forget, it doesn't matter what time zone you're in. You don't have to compute 10 a.m. Mountain Time. If you subscribe and ring the notification bell, you'll be notified in whatever time zone you're in as to when we're on. So make it a point to hit the subscribe button and like us, and we would appreciate that very much.
Or go to YouTube and punch in Tom and Shane, business and politics, and you'll get Tom and Shane, business and politics. There you go.
Yep, you get all of our shows there. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We will see you on Thursday for our next podcast. So thanks for watching, and we will return on Thursday.